Life 102.5. Grateful that you're listening. I hope the music is every bit as encouraging to you as it is to me on this journey today. I'm joined by my good friend Sarah Tashin. Sarah Tashin is from Kindness is Contagious. We focus in on Wednesdays, specifically on stories of kindness.
Wednesday mornings are just my favorite.
It's a joy, is what they are.
It's the middle of the week. We just know, like, it's just a very special time to be here, so I appreciate you having me here.
It's wonderful.
And I'm excited about our kindness story today. It's about 2 8-year-olds,
aww,
Elena and Alicia.
Oh, I already think they're cute. What hell are those names?
So they are best friends. They are in third grade in Evansville. One's my daughter, and Alicia's her best friend.
Okay.
So to paint the story, we were at a middle school volleyball game in Edgerton. So Edgerton had, they call it like Metal League volleyball, and lots of kids were playing volleyball, like a round robin tournament style. Elena and Alicia are the younger sisters. So it's their big sisters that are playing, and they're kind of off running. They actually don't care about watching
volleyball.
Yeah,
they're just playing with each other, having fun.
So they're in this school. I think it was the elementary school in Edgerton. They're checking out the vending machine. They're climbing behind the bleachers.
Yes,
they're
classic.
Making new friends and running around.
I love it.
So partway through the game, they came up to me. They were so, so excited. Elena's like, Mom, guess what we did? They had seen a guy in a wheelchair, and they noticed him. They went and found some paper, and this is what they told me. They wrote on this paper all these kind words. So I said, "What? You know, let me write these down. What are they? You matter. You are awesome. Be kind. You are loved. Thanks for being kind. And you rock."
They just wrote that all over this paper.
So these 2 8-year-olds wrote it all over the paper. They had noticed this guy in the wheelchair. They gave it to him and they ran away.
They just took off.
Yep. And then they came to tell me about it. And then when we were driving home, they told me that the guy came up to them and said, thank you.
Aw, that is so sweet.
Well, the kindness of it is, you know, like any of us has the ability to write words on a piece of paper. But watching the joy that these two girls had. Mm. And Dave, they actually kind of made it up. I still don't know who this guy is.
Where this came from. Yeah.
They made it up and they gave it to him.
Wow.
But the important part to me as a mom is like they noticed someone that looked different than them.
Have the heart of a child. I want to be like those two. That's incredible. Yeah. Thank you, Sarah. That is today's kindness story on Kindness is Contagious. And in 2 songs, Sarah will be back. So stick around if you can, because she's going to share today's kindness tip.